Dead End Hip Hop Conversations. We're shooting here in the brand new studio in Dead End Studios. Appreciate you guys for rocking with us, getting us to this point to, you know, take this next step in our journey. So the goal, obviously, is to do more, give you more, and to get just be consistent. So I appreciate everything that you guys have done and subscribing and sharing the show and all that other good stuff. We're going to talk about Kanye West. We already recorded the podcast on it. Go check out Is the Mic Still On podcast. It's on SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher. It's everywhere. The link will be in the description. But we kind of talked about a lot of things that Kanye said prior to what he said yesterday, which was May 1st, right? Or was it Monday? April 30th. It was one day this week. We're recording this on Wednesday, May 2nd. But before we kind of get into that, I wanted to kind of at least talk about the thing that got everybody excited when he first started tweeting. The music. Yeah, the music.
When
the
you
music
say everybody, you're looking at us, I'm like,
I don't know, because I haven't had a chance to talk to you guys about, like, the announcement he made. So so we're just going to touch on that real quick, because I know some of you guys may have asked.
Kanye mentioned that he tweeted that had everyone excited that he was in the sunken place producing Chopping Samples, and he's producing these upcoming albums that he tweeted, which was Pusha T's. He didn't give an album title. He said Pusha T, May 25th. His own album, which has 7 songs, June 1st. Him and Kid Cudi, Kids See Ghosts. Then he's producing a Nas album, which is coming out June 15th.
A whole Nas album?
And then Teyana Taylor, June 22nd. And that was the wrap-up of his.
And who the fuck believes this?
Exactly.
People really thought that this was going to happen.
It was everywhere. Like, it was covered on all of the, of course, all of the hip-hop sites.
And I was like, I tweeted, like, hey, y'all know he's
trolling,
y'all.
I don't think he's trolling.
I think he thinks this is really going to happen. Yeah. I don't think, look, here's the thing. I don't think all of that's going to drop.
Hell no.
Because Kanye's never been on time. Like, album titles, like, because Life of Pablo had, what, 5 different fucking album titles?
Yeah. Got pushed back so many times.
So, I think some of that shit is going to come out. We just don't know what.
I was like, y'all be lucky if we get 1 or maybe 2 out of these.
Yeah, maybe
I said, none of this.
I think they'll all drop.
Maybe before next
and
year.
I said, if they do drop, it's going to be super delayed.
Yeah. It's not going to all be in June.
It's not going to boom, boom, boom.
Early next year.
Yeah, it's not going to go like that. At this point in my life, I don't believe shit that these motherfuckers say.
Yep.
So, is Kanye working with Nas? I'm sure. Is Kanye working on all these albums? I'm sure. Are they all gonna drop? Fuck no. And they're sure as shit not all gonna drop by the end of June.
Week after week.
No way.
Come on.
I mean, unless Kanye and all these guys have been hiding in a corner somewhere recording this shit and just not telling anybody. But if he just tweeted out that I'm chopping up samples for these projects,
well, let's think about it. The people that he talked about, right? So we talked, like, we've been waiting on a Nas album, so that has to come at some point, right?
But Khaled said Nas album done.
It's done.
And
Khaled
said
it's another reason why I was surprised by
exactly because I think Nas already has an album done. I don't think that this Kanye collaboration is the Nas album.
I don't think Nas has an album done.
He probably don't. I don't know what's happening with Nas. I think the Pusha T album. I think out of anyone, that's the one that's going to
yeah.
Drop. Out of anyone,
Pusha and Tiana will probably drop. Yeah. The rest of them, no. So what else about Kanye?
Kanye Madness bracket.
Kanye, man. Kanye being Kanye again, and he went on TMZ, and he said that slavery is a choice. He said, I'll just go ahead and just read the quote. I don't want to misquote the guy.
Oh, yeah. Make sure it's in context. You know, fans were threatening us earlier.
Man. When you hear about slavery for 400 years, for 400 years, that sounds like a choice. Like, you were there for 400 years and it's all of y'all? It's like, we're mentally in prison. I like the word prison because slavery goes too direct to the idea of blacks. He went on Twitter and tried to clarify, and this is what he said. To make myself clear, of course I know that slaves did not get shackled and put on a boat by free will, he tweeted. My point is for us to have stayed in that position even though the numbers were on our side means that we were mentally enslaved. How in the world do you think sheer size in numbers is enough? to break out of slavery like that. You know what I'm saying? Right. Out of bondage when they terrorized and abused, you know, African Americans for years. And for him to go on and say that, and for Kanye to say that,
right?
Considering, you know, his lineage, his parents. You know, I think his dad was a Black Panther, and you know, his mom, like,
almost a revolutionary.
Bro, what are you talking about? And why? Why are you even saying this? And he got huge praise. Apparently, his stock with all right going up.
Oh,
man, they love it.
Of course,
they are love.
Yeah, they're the kings of that pull yourself up by the bootstraps fucking narrative.
Yeah.
And Kanye is perpetuating that stupid shit. But I mean, what he said is not wrong. The part about, you know, y'all were mentally enslaved. Well, no shit.
Of course.
You're pulled from your country. You don't speak the language.
Yeah.
You have somebody beating the shit out of you.
And raping your women.
What the fuck? Yeah. Do you think it's gonna happen? Right. And he's just, oh, y'all were mentally enslaved. You stupid fuck. Like, no shit.
Right.
What else? Like, say something that actually matters. This is shit we already know. I am so sick of hearing about Kanye West at this point. Like,
he was saying that, like, you could flip that shit on and off, right?
Right.
Like, oh yeah, I'm not mentally tortured.
I saw a meme where it was like two men, like, hey, you going to slavery today? I don't know. I don't think I am.
Yeah, I'm not in the mood today. I'm calling out.
Right.
I'm gonna call out sick of slavery.
Right. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it was a lot of if slavery was a choice.
Right.
Tweets going on trending last night on Twitter.
But what about the dude from TMZ? Didn't he son him?
Man, he's.
He son
and then he tried to, you know, go up to my, I'm sorry, I hurt you, my brother, or something like that. It's like,
Bam was like, I don't even want to hug, bro.
But then did you see the more video where Kanye was like, you know, he was doing a whole black on black crime comparison and all that stuff?
Yep.
Wait, what did he do that?
It's like a 30 minute long video.
At the TMZ show?
Yeah,
he was like, you see, you said grounded. That means you stuck in some place or whatever, but, you know, y'all get so excited when a white person kill a black man. But when it's 700 kids that get killed in Chicago and y'all not doing nothing.
So what happened? So did he just decided to go up to TMZ and just talk shit?
Apparently, from what I saw, and I haven't been keeping up with all the details. From what I saw, he invited what's the guy, the main Harvey.
Yeah.
He invited Harvey to come hear the song. Or to come hang out or whatever, and that's where you have that clip where Kanye. No,
the dude that runs TMZ.
Steve Harvey.
Yeah, because I'm like, Harvey. No.
I got you.
The guy from TMZ.
Yeah, Harvey TMZ.
Yeah.
Levin, that's his name. Mm-hmm. Harvey Levin. He invited him to have a conversation. I don't know why him, of all people, but. Well, yeah, actually, yeah, I do, because Harvey Levin is very. Out there, he's very popular. TMZ is like the biggest outlet right now, right? He wants publicity, so of course he calls Harvey Levin.
Same thing with Charlamagne.
Duh.
Yeah.
Anyways, and that's where you get him freestyling in the MAGA hat. You know, went from Amistad and wrote I'm a God, which I can't front. That's a fucking dope line.
So I didn't see that. I haven't.
Situation when I'm involved.
Oh yeah.
So then after that, apparently he went up to TMZ and did like an in-depth interview, which I think was always probably the plan was to go this route.
Right. And instead of doing Radio Pub, like
instead of doing Radio Pub, he's doing this because I think at this point he knows that Radio Pub is beneath him. He thinks he's above that.
Right.
You know, instead
so
he's going
to
do
it.
He's going to go to TMZ.
And
then
he's going to
do a 2-hour fucking interview with Charlamagne, which who the fuck would have thought to do that?
Hours.
Right. When I watch Kanye talking, it does not sound like the ramblings of a sane person. It sounds like somebody that is not quite there. Which is why I'm not prescribing to the whole, you know, let's fucking torch him and let's, you know, make a big spectacle out of him. I'm tired of talking about him, to be honest. Not because I'm pissed or anything. It's just, I think something's wrong. Not just because he likes Trump. Listen to the way the motherfucker's talking right now.
So I listened to the T.I. interview and how the song came about how he ended up running into Kanye. And he said they haven't talked in 6-7 years. They were at some event. And they just bumped into each other, exchanged numbers. He saw Kanye tweeting. He hit him up. He went over there. He said, let me holler at you, because he was going to play a music. And then at 3 hours later, they went in and made a song. And we got what we got, right? But he said that during his conversation with Kanye, that a lot of the things that Kanye was saying is like his thought, his idea is in the right place. But he just... hasn't fully thought it out to be able to articulate it in a way that we all can understand. And he said, so he said he would say something that he was like, well, what are you talking about? And then after further probing and asking more questions, he would finally get to it. Mm-hmm. And they were like, oh, okay, okay, okay. So basically we're seeing this exercise play out on Twitter.
Right.
And so maybe it's a mass thing, or maybe it's just Kanye really just trying to figure all this shit out in his fucking head. And he just says whatever, and he just keeps working on it and work, almost like he's writing a rhyme, and he's just trying to get to like the perfect line, and he just keep writing it over and over.
And then what he did with Pablo, he just kept changing it until he got it to where he wanted it or something like that.
I don't think that that's Kanye trying to work it out loud. Mm-hmm. I think Kanye thinks he has it worked out. He thinks that that's just the way it is. It makes sense to him, and I don't think Kanye is necessarily concerned with it making sense to you, or me.
You're right until he found out that, well, I don't know. I'll just say what he said. He said that he didn't know, because I'm working it all out. I'm Kanye right now. But he said that Kanye didn't have, like, he didn't know that he was hurting other people. And that.
That's what I was saying on the podcast. But go ahead.
Y'all are the most gullible.
I'm saying what T.I. said.
I'm not talking about you. When I say y'all, I'm talking about Rod and the rest of these fucking Twitter people.
But yeah, but he said that. Kanye, and then he said, so he said that to Kanye. He was like, yeah, because John Legend says, and he's like, he said, I'm hurting people? I didn't know I was hurting people. But they had that exchange, and then he go around and do the same thing again.
Right. I mean, I believe all that happened. But I don't think Kanye is that oblivious. I think maybe he doesn't give a fuck a lot of times.
I think that's part of it too.
But I don't really necessarily believe that Kanye thought he was just saying this shit and nobody was getting angry with him. Ebro called him the second the shit happened, didn't he? That was how I found out about all this Kanye shit, because I don't really pay attention to Twitter. Mm. I saw Ebro talking about it and I was just like, what's going on with Kanye? And he's talking about how he's talking to Kanye on the phone about this shit. So you mean to tell me after that Kanye still didn't know?
Because Kanye is still like you said in the interview, rich nigga shit, right?
Exactly.
He's still way out there.
He's in his bubble.
So he's tweeting, right?
He's in his bubble.
Exactly. He's in his bubble. So it's like he goes in and out of the bubble. So he'll say some shit. It'll play out. He'll get all his backlash. It'll make it back to him, and then he'll try to clarify it or clean it up. But then he'll go back to his rich nigga shit and go back to his world, and then he starts doing it again.
I think Kanye knows that he doesn't care.
What do you mean by that?
He knows that what he's saying is going to rub people the wrong way. He doesn't care. That's why he does it.
So you think he's making a conscious decision, like, you know what, I'm going to say this.
No, I don't think it's that. I think he was isolated from it
that
all.
And also,
remember when he was doing the Sway interview and he was doing the interview with Zane Lowe, like, he was isolated from this stuff, right? He would go give his interviews to, like, the top line people. And then he would go back to his own world.
Kanye is such an egotistical, maniacal, megalomaniac. He knows this shit. If you really think that Kanye just tweets this out and then doesn't go back and see what anybody says, you're nuts.
I don't know if he looks at the mentions like
that. You're crazy. People that are so self-obsessed with themselves, that's exactly what they do.
He's looking.
He'll never tell you he's looking.
Right. He's looking.
Yeah. Just like Donald Trump looks. So does Kanye. Look, there is no reason why I think people should be surprised by Kanye West being obsessed with Donald Trump. They're the same fucking person.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. He wouldn't say these things if he didn't think that people were going to be against what he's saying. Mm-hmm. If you look at all that shit that he was saying in the very beginning, it was very, I know I'm a contrarian. Mm-hmm. He's doing that on purpose. Remember, we had this discussion.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of those people that thinks that if they say the opposite of everybody else, then that means that they're thinking on a different plane.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, bro, sometimes it just means you're wrong.
Yeah.
Sometimes it just means you don't have the knowledge. He proudly says, I don't read books. That's why he didn't know anything about the shit he's talking about with slavery.
Yeah. Right.
And you know the other problem, real quick, the other problem with this whole shit, he can pull the wool over people's eyes so easy. And I didn't know it was this bad, because I haven't really said anything anti-Kanye West on Twitter. I just made a couple statements like, this shit is hilarious to me that it's working out this way. The responses that I get from some of these people is fucking mind blowing. Kanye West flat out said, that y'all talk about slavery for 400 years. He says, 400 years, so you mean to tell me that y'all were there for 400 years? Now, when he says there, what does that mean to you? That you were in a physical place. Mm-hmm. You were in slavery. First of all, slavery didn't last 400 years. I know y'all's math might be kind of fucked up, but slavery didn't last 400 years. That's the first issue. The second issue is people are like, well, no, he means mental slavery. Mm-hmm. Okay, so mental slavery lasted 400 years? How does that make sense? Right. Slavery started in what, 1619? 1618, something like that? Uh-huh. What's 400 years from that? 2019.
Right.
So what he's trying to say is, from the beginning, we were mentally enslaved until now. That makes no fucking sense. Because how can you not understand how someone for 250 fucking years was mentally enslaved? You were physically, psychologically, and emotionally enslaved. So what you're saying, they should have just stood up and said, you know what? We're not gonna take it anymore, guys. It's not a job. You can just stand up and walk the fuck out.
You know, I think Kanye's looking at him like, it was all y'all. Y'all made the choice to say, why did y'all revolt? Why did y'all rebel? Well, Kanye, since you don't read books, you don't know that there were quite a few rebellions that took place. And there were a lot of choices that were made by other leaders that, like Martin and Malcolm and Harriet Tubman and all these different people that decided to make a choice to end slavery or try to get equality for black people. So I think in Kanye's mind, it was like, you guys could have made a choice in the very beginning, even though you were chained up and shit.
But that's the thing. So it's like, how is he able to fool so many people into thinking that he's making sense?
Because there are people that, what,
who
so the
he's
thing about
sense?
What Kanye is,
I haven't seen anybody.
Because you're never on Twitter. That's the problem. You're never on Twitter. Not the problem. That's a good thing. But you're never on Twitter, bro. Like, if you go, like, I defy you to go on Twitter right now and say something about it and see how many fucking responses you get. These people, I don't want to say they're stupid, because I don't like calling people stupid, but they're fucking nuts. Is that better than stupid?
So let me ask y'all this. Is there
any... Because I had way more tweets than this.
Go back today. I had an argument with somebody today about this, where they're trying to rationalize. And yeah, you tweeted me and I'm calling you out. I won't say your name, but you know who you are. They were trying to rationalize what Kanye was saying. And I want you to go back and read this shit, because I'm flat out saying that this makes no sense. Mm-hmm. Because for 250 years, I don't want to say we, but you know, black folks were physically, mentally, and emotionally enslaved. Enslaved. So there's no excuse that needs to be given there. Mm-hmm. You can't say that you can just wake up and say, oh, well, I'm not mentally enslaved anymore. So from what I see, for at least 250 years, you've got to give a pass. Mm-hmm. Then you have some years after that where you have PTSD, you have Stockholm Syndrome. So give it another 50. So you have 300 years, right?
It shouldn't be more than that.
I'm being generous.
Years.
I'm saying? I'm being generous by saying that, okay, we're going to give 50. I agree. It should be at least another 150.
Yeah.
It needs to be generations to clean that
exactly.
shit out. But
exactly.
Let's just say we give you 50.
Uh-huh.
So that's 300 years. So the most you can say is, for the last 100 years, we've been mentally enslaved by choice. Mm-hmm. I still think that's bullshit.
Minimally. Yeah.
That's bullshit. But that's the most you can say. Yeah. And I'm sitting here trying to explain this to people. And this dude's like, nah, you're just not getting it. I'm like, bro, where the fuck is your math? Like, are you serious? Like, I have to break this down. Slavery, 1619. Emancipation Proclamation, 1863. We're now in 2018. Where is the 400 years of choice?
Yeah.
Where is it? The most you can say is 100 to 150. And y'all sitting here listening to this man. Let this dude say this dumb shit and just ignore him. Wait for the music to come out, listen to it if you like it, and move on. If you don't want to support him, don't buy his music, don't go to his concerts. And then the conversation's over, but I think, and we're contributing to it, of course, but I think that we're all giving this man exactly what he wants.
Yeah.
He knows he pissed off black people. Don't believe that shit. He knows he pissed black people off. He knew he was going to do that from the very beginning. He knew it the second he got that fucking hat.
He thinks he's, taking the power back from that. Taking the power back from the Mac. He said, I'm going to take it back.
There's a difference. So. See, I heard they tried to relate it to the nigger thing.
Yep.
The difference is, nigger was made by white people to insult black people. Mm-hmm. Make America Great Again wasn't really created to attack us.
It kind of was. It kind of took on that life. Like, it's like,
it
took on the life of making America Great Again after
taking
Obama.
We're
taking it back from
the
Obama.
Black people
it started
had
having
years.
That attached to it.
But is that why Trump created it?
I don't know if that's why he created it. It could be an underlining thing, but we don't know that for sure. But it did take on that life, though.
Okay, well, I'm just going to put this out there. And y'all can say I'm Kanye if you want. I don't, even if that is true, even if the hat was made to say, I'm taking the White House back from Obama, is it fair to inherently say that this is an anti-black racism issue? Or is it an anti-democratic, anti-liberal, whatever issue?
Black, I would say.
Yeah, it's
really.
I think it's more black.
I think it does. Yeah, it has racial undertones.
Really?
It has
a lot. Do you think Trump? I'm not saying y'all wrong.
I'm not,
because I see this dumb shit and I don't really put that much thought into it. So you think that Trump made the "Make America Great" hat as an anti-black racist attack?
I don't know if he created it for that sole purpose.
Interesting.
But I do know that they took it
and made it that.
And made it.
I'm with you on that. I'm just saying the intent.
Yeah, I don't
the
know
intent of nigger was to insult and demean. But what you guys are saying, I get it.
And just and just think about it in the context of Colin Kaepernick, right? And everything that Trump was saying in terms of the NFL. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was his way of making America great again.
Oh, of course.
Right? Instead of having that diplomatic, political, even keeled view that a president's supposed to have. Like, you know, there are atrocities, and I understand where Colin is coming from, and it may be affecting views and this, that, whatever. Right? Being political, right? Being a politician, doing your job. But he is so radical saying, oh, well, you know, we got to get rid of all of these motherfuckers making...
Sons of bitches.
Yeah, sons of bitches, you know, riling all this shit. Like, well, for real? So to me, when I hear "Make America Great Again," that's a microcosm right there. You know what I'm saying? Of him just, like, if you're not in line with the program.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
That's exactly what I thought. But to say that it's specific to black folks.
Not just black
folks. As opposed to black folks.
It's more like
minorities. You know, so for Kanye to say that I can repurpose it makes no sense to me.
No, I mean,
nigger. Makes sense that we can take that word and repurpose it. Because it's basically, it was a word used specifically for us. So we can take that word and say it's ours now.
Even if it wasn't exclusive to, like, black, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if that's what he true, if he feels like it is, and that's what he feels like he's doing is repurposing, doesn't that, I mean, what doesn't that account for something?
No!
How?
It doesn't. Why the fuck does it?
Because if that's what he believes...
Do you really think that that's what Kanye believes?
I'm just saying, if that's what he believes, if that's what he's saying, all I can do is take him at his, you know, face value.
No, you don't!
Bro. What do you mean?
Okay, that means I can walk in here and say, my dick is fucking 35 feet long, and you're like, okay. Like, you don't believe anything?
Unless you got, like, I can't see that the shit is 35.
Okay, so what if I said,
let me know what I'm saying. Hold on, I haven't been tucked away. Hold on, I got it.
Who am I to say that your dick
is
35 feet long? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, okay, you got
it. It tucked in my back. Hey. Shit.
Like, I'm just
saying. Like, you don't always have to take, I know this is your way, but you don't always have to take people for their words. Sometimes people really do lie.
No, I'm not saying that they don't, but he could truly believe, like, I don't think
that he's repurposing to make America great again.
I think he could truly believe, like, he could go on and see people, like, see this Make America Great, because it's on Atlanta, right, where they mark it out. I mean, it's everywhere. This whole Make America Great again.
Why would he get Trump to sign it? Why would he get Trump to sign it? No, just answer that part. I'm sorry, Ken. But the overly positive rod is not going to work today.
Okay, go ahead.
Why would he get Trump to sign the hat? If he's repurposing it for his own needs, as opposed to what Trump meant for the hat to mean, why would he do that?
But he got it signed when did he get it signed? When he first?
It don't matter when he got it signed.
It does, because everybody was kind of like Steve Harvey, like, yo, let's give the guy a chance, and like some people, like you said before on the podcast,
and we said, fuck Steve Harvey too, yeah.
No, I'm just saying, but it was people on the pod, like when we said on the podcast, there were people in the beginning, black people, that was like, okay, before he started doing all the crazy shit.
Let's just say Kanye did think that, and you know what, Rod? I'll go along with you.
All right.
I say in the beginning he did.
Did what?
He did believe what he said, right?
About what?
About
taking the power away from
okay,
that.
Okay, go ahead, yeah.
And repurpose it.
All right.
But T.I. broke that shit down to him. I'm going by the interview, by right. the way. He said he broke it down to him and explained to him why that shit won't work.
Mm-hmm.
He said Kanye got it. He was like, oh.
Kanye got the hat signed by Donald Trump. Kanye said, I love Donald Trump. Now, in this logic that you're trying to pull, that would be like us taking nigga and then going back to the white guy and getting him to co-sign it. That's not what happened. What we did was we took the word that says ours now, you can no longer use it. That's not what Kanye's doing. Yeah. Kanye's saying, this is Make America Great Again hat, and I love the guy who made it. So okay. How is that repurposing that. It?
And in no. Kanye's mind, he wants black people to take that and try to make America great for us.
Just leave it alone.
This goes back to the podcast. Kanye West has way too much influence over people that can't think for themselves.
Exactly.
This is a problem. This effect, and he's influencing black and white people. He has to stop.
And we're seeing
how, but just going back, and I know we're gonna get into an argument, but going back to what I said on the podcast, why does Kanye need to stop this? Like, why? I don't
because
understand.
His conduct, his words is detrimental
to people that can't think for themselves. Is that what you're saying?
There are a lot of, this is America, bro.
Okay.
There's a lot of people that don't think for themselves.
So just because because there are people that can't think for themselves, this man has to stop saying and speaking out his mind.
I went right on that one. Rod finally said something I agree with. I'm with you on that. I said the same thing before too.
So you're putting all this back on the person.
Yes. Yes, it's on you what you believe.
Yeah.
And that's why y'all were frustrating me, because it's like y'all are trying to make excuses for his fuckery as opposed to just saying, okay, well, he's on some fuckery. There's nothing to understand.
No, I'm not saying that.
What if he really believes this? Now I'm telling you, no.
If he really believes what? If I say, what if he really believes
what? What if he really believes that he's repurposing the hat? He doesn't really believe that. And if he does, then I think that there's something going on. Kanye is more than free to be a Republican. I don't care about his political standing.
So you,
Kanye is saying that this has nothing to do with politics.
Let me see if I understand what you're saying. You're saying that, so when I say that I think he truly believes it, is because he sees, you know, all the negative connotations that follow the hat. And what you're saying is that because he got it signed by Donald Trump and he says he loves Donald Trump, how can he possibly be repurposing the hat because of that? Is that what you're saying?
Here's the thing. The only reason you take something and repurpose it is because you think the original connotation is negative.
Okay.
If Kanye thinks the original connotation is negative, why would he say, I love Donald Trump? Why would he get Donald Trump to sign the hat? It makes no sense. Let the man say what the fuck he wants to say, and then make your decision about what you're going to do as far as being a fan or a supporter.
And that's where I'm at with it.
And that's where it should end.
Ultimately, how you feel about Kanye and his shenanigans?
It's becoming slightly dangerous. But it was okay when he was talking about, like, I don't have a manager, I can't be managed. Or when he was doing these fake deep tweets or whatever. But then it entered into, like, a newfound territory where, you know, you're clearly supporting a guy who supports neo-Nazis, right? Say they're fine people on both sides or whatever. Whose policies have deliberately been meant to oppress and hold people down, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we have a track record now of who this guy is.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we had one before, now we have one of him in office, and this is the guy you love, this is the guy you support. And then you go out and say what you said, right? And you're riling up and empowering the alt-right. That's where it becomes dangerous, because there are people that he's influencing that may have just been introduced to these ideas. And I hope that they, going back to what you said earlier, that they think for themselves and that they're able to go out and do some research.
It's definitely problematic, somewhat problematic for him to say that slavery was a choice, because I just think he's feeding that type of energy into young black men. You know, it's just like young teenagers that already kind of question about slavery. That's not being taught properly about slavery, about us back in the day, man. For him to say that, you know what I'm saying?
So the slavery thing is bigger than the whole Trump thing.
Yeah,
in your opinion.
In my opinion. Because
at first it was about the Trump thing, right?
But now, which is fine, because that's choice.
Right, political
choice.
Right.
Yeah. A person who like, slavery is different because they're kind of rewriting the story of slavery.
They already are. Yeah.
You know, revisionist history when it comes to slavery.
Yeah.
And, you know,
my thoughts on the whole thing, it was interesting because I first heard the TMZ interview today, this morning, on my way to court.
I know, right? Black man going to court.
Right. Right. You got a choice, man. You have to go to court.
Yeah, shit. That's
why I do slavery. Right, right.
If I want to be free, right, right, there, right, nigga, gotta get in that court.
The jail, right. Shit. The choice to be. You know what's interesting,
that's
too?
That's
the way the judge posed, he said, you know, all of you guys got a citation to be invited to court. I was like, that's very interesting. I never heard it that way. But either way, we digress. The first time I heard it was this morning on my way to court. And when I heard it, I'm like, you can't willy-nilly just be putting shit out there like that. You're screwing with the future minds of this country that are supposed to change our country for the better. But to your point, Rod, everybody should have the freedom to say whatever the fuck they want to say. But I think that there's a certain level of responsibility when your voice reaches a certain amount of people.
Let the man do his fuck shit, ignore him, and then work on the people that he's damaging. Y'all need to understand that this guy is just a man just like you. That's it. He's just a man.
Right.
He's not a god, no matter what the fuck he tells you.
He's not Yeezus.
He's not Yeezus. He's fucking Kanye.